The Ed Lover Show is Power 105.1. Everybody knows about the controversy that's been going on with T-Pain allegedly saying F Jay-Z, Jay-Z's old and blah, 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 in Vegas at a party. And now T-Pain is on the phone. Good morning, T-Pain.
Good morning.
What's happening, my brother? What's happening, Freezy?
How
I'm
you
good.
Doing?
After all of this time and DOA coming out and Jay being already on the next single, Run This Town with Rihanna and Kanye West, is this a reaction to DOA?
Just truthfully about the whole thing is, you know, this ain't the first time I done said it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and lie and say it. I just said it because Fabulous was there, but this ain't the first time I done said it.
Oh, it's just the first time that people heard and tweeted about it. So is that how you feel and how you've been feeling for a while? Because the question is that I know there was a show this summer and you went on stage with him while he was performing it. What has happened since then that's changed your look on it?
Nothing has changed with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been pretty much this is what happened. We were talking about it the whole day. I called Jay and I said, yo, can you come out on my set at the stadium and, you know what I'm saying, do the DOA song? It'll be a big look for me and you. I embrace the song. I love the song. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, Jay-Z is a very talented person. Like, he's the best in the game, period. I never say anything different, but you know what I'm saying? At that time, he said, yo, I'm triple booked. I'm in Switzerland right now. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing three shows in Switzerland right now. And then I'm getting ready to go on stage, and I'm ready to go. After Jeezy said, then they said, yo, hold on, because Jay-Z's about to come out with Jeezy. And I'm like, well, Jay-Z's in Switzerland. Ooh. And they were like, no, he's not. He's right there. And I look, and there's Jay-Z. So, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. We got on the stage. And then the line in the song where he said, I don't need nobody smiling at this, he pointed at me. And then at the end of the song, when I tried to shake his hand, he turned around and he said, good riddance. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
on stage?
Like, wow, yeah.
Oh, because people looked at it like you guys are on stage enjoying your performance. That's what the word.
Yeah, fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I didn't see it from that perspective because I'm on the stage.
Wow.
And I don't really know how people saw it, but you know what I'm saying? I tried to shake his hand, he turned around. Gave the mic to somebody else, and he said, good riddance, on the mic before he handed it off. So I'm feeling like, wow, this guy really, really don't like me, or he don't like what I'm doing.
This is more about the fact that you feel like he played you on that stage than it is about the song itself?
Yeah. I mean, because I really like the song. Like, I bought the song by itself on iTunes, on my iPhone and on my computer. Like, I really like the song. So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't only that. And then, you know, the whole thing with Jay Brown, which is his manager, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jay, so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your boy E came to me, and he said, yo, Jay Brown said, it's cool, just come on stage, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Just do your thing, just stand there, they ain't going to get, you know, Mike, just go up there and, you know, just chill with Jay while you do the song. Fantastic. That's the same thing I wanted him to do when I asked him to come on my set. Fantastic. Yeah. That's great. So I got up there, did the thing, all that stuff happened, and then the next day, he went to the other station and said, yo, I don't know who I didn't know who it was. I thought it was a fan. And, you know, my thought process was like, brother, you got the fruit of Islam up there. You got Islam security and you got Jesus security. Why would they let a fan up there?